And now this is a dictation for Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Augustine 47, address as a letter to Medilach, Mount Pleasant, 779-9060. Dear sirs, a teleconference for Mrs. Smith, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in January. Multiple falls right now at the visiting nurses doing physical therapy. Hopefully in the next few weeks, a few months, go home again. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, minor incontinence without infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema, worse on the right comparing to the left. No recent chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, problems of insomnia, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the losartan, loprazole in there. Recently have a mechanical fall requiring surgery on the right tibia and fibula, followed by Dr. Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y, everything healing appropriate. Next paragraph, blood pressure 134/82, weight 225. She is very pleasant, alert orientation time 3, normal speech, good insight. No facial asymmetry or upper extremity focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries. This is from the hospital in March at the time of fall fracture and surgery. This needs to be updated. At that time, creatinine was 0.9, although baseline is 1.2. Normal potassium, sodium low at 135, elevated by carbonate at 30. Normal calcium, no albumin or phosphorus, anemia 8.5, normal white blood cell platelets. Again, all these numbers would be updated. Baseline creatinine for her has been around 1.2 to 1.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, multiple falls with recent fracture and surgery, right tibia and fibula. Without complications, doing physical therapy, eventually home. Next number, CKD stage 3. Update chemistries. Clinically, nothing to suggest uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next paragraph, diastolic type congestive heart failure. Next number, Epstein, E-B-S-T-E-I-N, heart abnormalities, status post-surgical repair of atrial septal defect and persistent foramen ovale. Next number, right-sided heart failure and pulmonary hypertension. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, anemia, exacerbated by fall and fracture. We'll see what the new number shows. Next number, history of recurrent urinary tract infection, presently stable. Next number, comments, further advice will be done with new chemistries in terms of diet, changes for potassium or phosphorus binders, treatment for anemia. All questions answered, end of dictation.